Couple more. Okay. It said, be prepared to trash all your assumptions and take a new approach.
Very Bezos.
This was actually on the story of Vuori, which is like a really, really interesting clothing brand. Bruce is a big fan. I think maybe Bruce wears it almost more than Lulu, I want to say. No?
50-50.
But Vuori started in San Diego, and the premise, actually, we went to one of their stores like several years ago, Bruce, if you remember, when we were in Encinitas. But they were supposed to be shorts for guys that do yoga. And that was like the vertical. And they tried and grinded and tried and tried super, super hard until they realized that like it wasn't working. And I think it was like 3 or 4 years running out of money. And then it was like shorts for guys in all action sports, biking, jogging, running, swimming, you know, surfing, whatever it was. And they just repositioned themselves after like 4 years of trying this out. And then they exploded. I think Vuori is valued at, you know, several billion dollars right now, if I'm not mistaken. And so I think, I don't know. I'll just leave it at that. What are your thoughts?
That's exactly what Bezos said in the interview with Lex Fridman, that he's always questioning the status quo. You know, he's always asking. There's a good story of him in a meeting talking about their customer service and how fast people pick up the phone and are able to resolve a problem. And they're like, yeah, we've got it under 10 minutes and things are going good. And most executives would probably say, okay, sounds good. Next topic. He calls the customer support line right then in the call. And it takes way longer than what they said for someone to pick up. And so everyone just like looking around the room. And, you know, that challenges the status quo. And he still emphasizes that it's important to do that even at their size that they are at, you know, however large it is now.
Kevin, I'm curious at Stoked. Trash all your assumptions and take a new approach. What have you guys done in the last year?
Oh my goodness. That's like our credo of the last 4 years. It was like, because we got into print on demand thinking one thing, and it's just like, it constantly evolves, right? Like, you know, we thought we were to come in and we were going to make a print on demand app that was going to compete with Printful and Printify. And we're like, cool. It's just, you know, it's a small enough thing now, but then we just got, you know, we just don't have that background, you know, like as far as like they were able to out compete us like by a ton. And then we're like, okay, cool. Like we're building all like Inksoft stores, all these things. So we're going to build a print on demand store platform, right? Where you could build your own print on demand store. And we did, like we built that. And then it was like, okay, this isn't like, you know, we're now having to train people how to use this. Like, you know, and I was about like maybe mid of last year or like first quarter of last year, I was like, hey, listen, instead of like telling people to build their own stores, we'll build them for them, you know? And it was just an immediate like, okay, change. Like it was immediate product market fit. Like we finally hit it with like the print on demand, and we sunk a lot of money into building that store platform. And we just turned it off a couple months ago. Like we're no longer servicing that because it's just, it's not right. Right. Like I think a lot of the things, it's just like get people getting caught up into like sunk costs and like, oh, mm-hmm. I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on this, but it's like, dude, if it doesn't work, it just doesn't work. And there's a lot
that?
Of things.
How did that feel?
For Shane, a lot harder than me. You know, for me, it's like, it's just, I can get over things a little bit faster just because I can see the upside of moving on, you know, but I think it is tough to stomach and say, man, I wish we didn't do that. But that's a trap mindset because you'll never get to where you're going without trying those different things. You know, we wouldn't be where we're at with Merch Loop if we hadn't tried all of those other things, because every single one led to another. And it's just like the cost of learning, you know, and I'm okay with it. But at the same time, like I now know there's a lot of things that need to happen before we make a decision so that we don't continue just making stupid decisions and hoping that we learn something from it. Right. You know, and a lot of that is just customer feedback, right? We're instead of us trying to assume what a customer wants, we're asking them, you know, and that's where a lot of the transition to Merch Loop. But I think it's a great mindset to have, is to just move on, like don't get stuck and just like burn it, burn that ship and move on, you know.
I think what you're alluding to, Kevin, is the bigger you get, the harder the pivot and the more costly it can be.
Yes. Right?
And so like, I think of 3 or 4 years ago, I was trying different warehouse management systems. So it's like, all right, let's sign up for that one. Okay, let's do this one. Okay, let's try this. And now, you know, with our team, we're trying to figure out what we're going to install or build. Basically, it's like, are we going to build or buy? And we're all just like, we're going on these demos and we're like, nope, that's not going to work. Nope, that's, and we're so much pickier because we know that it could be literally like hundreds and thousands of dollars of a mistake if we turn the ship this way.
Yeah.
And keep going. I think when you're small and you're dynamic, you can like quickly iterate.